Welcome to another edition of The Beaker here on Duckstream as the Anaheim Ducks season has wrapped up. We're joined today by General Manager Pat Verbeek. Pat, you didn't bring a monster with you. Did you have one already today?
I've already had two today. So I got to have a limit on those. Anyway, so that's good for today.
Well, let's jump into what this season looked like for the Anaheim Ducks, finishing with 59 points record-wise. Just a tad better than last season, but overall, when you look at it, I mean, 25 one-goal losses on that end, an improvement overall by the team. What was your impression of how they were able to progress this year?
Well, I think that when the guys arrived at training camp, and then as they progressed through training camp, it was really culture shock for them. And there was a lot of things that they certainly had to learn they hadn't been exposed to, which I knew when I hired Greg that was, you know, that was going to be the case for a lot of guys. And certainly, it was tough on them. You know, there's no doubt it was tough on them. But I think coming through the whole season, I think I'm in a lot, you know, I'm not happy with the record, but what I'm very happy in is how well the guys progressed. They got better as the season went on. And certainly losing 25 goals or 25 games by one goal and maybe a couple empty netters certainly would, you know, if we could even convert half of those, would kind of get us in the conversation of pushing for playoffs. So there's a lot of good things to look at, having six young guys come into the lineup, six guys 20 and under, and going through that is, you know, it was incredible. I think from a standpoint that those guys gained valuable experience as a young player, but now understand what the league's all about. And, you know, I are they going to have some growing pains again next year? Absolutely. I'm expecting that, but I think I'm expecting them to take a step too, knowing, as we've had our exit meetings, you know, and some of the things that little nuances that where they can improve to make their games better and to make us better.
Last year at the end of the season, you noted three things that were important for this rebuild: experience, time, and development. Where do you believe the team is with all of those things?
So I think with experience, adding Killorn and Gudas was a really good thing for us, adding that winning pedigree. So guys, you know, inside that locker room can go to these guys and talk to them about, you know, things that can be improved on, things that winning teams do. Time is, well, that's a tricky one. But I think with the young guys, the patience is still going to be required. You know, I think they're going to make improvements in some areas, and we may lose, they may fall back in other areas. And part of it is, you know, the second year in their league, you know, I've talked to a few of these guys, getting them to understand, like, guys, you're going to have to really look to improve your game in certain areas, because teams and, you know, coaching staffs, they study your games. And so you have to be able to bring a different element and, you know, look to change your game in different areas to make yourself a more complete player and a more impactful player. So those are the conversations I've had with, you know, especially our young guys, because it was some of the things that I went through. You know, I had a decent rookie season. The next year I fell off, and then the next year I took a big step because I didn't realize or understand that, you know, teams were going to be looking at you differently. And so hopefully, you know, that they'll go through and listen, you know, to what I went through, and that they can make adjustments for themselves over the course of the summer, things that they can really work at their game off the ice.
With this season, one of the areas that the team struggled was with penalties. Is that an area of concern going forward to address?
That is a thing that's kind of bothersome to me. It's really bothersome because when, you know, the one night we took 10 penalties in Seattle, there's no way we can give ourselves a chance to win. I think next year it's going to be a major focus for us, in the sense that, Greg has this saying where he wants us to hunt. And so part of that is, even though we got a lot of reaching penalties, instead of reaching, keep hunting until you get beside. So we there's ways for us to kind of be better in not taking penalties. And so I think, but as we improve our team speed, I think you're going to see less and less of that.
With head coach Greg Cronin, this was his first season. Obviously, the culture has changed a bit with the Anaheim Ducks as well under him and the coaching staff. Have you been happy with that change this year and how he was as the head coach?
Yeah, I've been very happy with how Greg, you know, his the whole mindset, the whole culture. We're a much more competitive team. We work much harder. We continue. You know, I think the one thing that I would like to see is a more consistency and 60 minute effort with work ethic, you know, so that'll be some of the things that, you know, I talked to not only Greg about, but, you know, to the players as well. So it's something certainly that we can look to improve in, but overall I've been, you know, compared to last year, it's really, for me, it's night and day.
At the end of this season, it was announced that Jakob Silfverberg would be retiring from the NHL, someone who has been in Anaheim for a long time, you know, a fan favorite by a lot. In looking at the way he impacted the team, even his leadership as well, of course, he wore an A. What is that loss going to do to this group?
Well, I think that for some of the younger Swedes, he's like, you know, he's like a father to them, you know, mm-hmm. and he has he just carries himself with such integrity and work ethic. And he's a guy that, you know, can lean on the young Swedes. And would, you know, I think, you know, there's going to be, you know, we're going to miss him, you know, with some of our younger Swedes that he has a big impact on. But it's also going to, you know, I'm going to talk to those guys and say, hey, like, you guys can take a step now, you know, now, you know, your dad's still not here. Anyway.
The leader of the Swedish mafia, hey. Crow calls him.
Is that what,
yeah, well, yeah.
There you go.
They're always talking in Swedish on the bench, but it's certainly going to be a change on that end, but also potentially, you know, losing that leadership. What is it, the outlook for potentially having a captain named?
Well, right now we're going through that process. I think it's something we're exploring and probably we'll come to a decision pretty soon on it. But I think it's we're at a point that I think a single voice is needed for this group. And that's what I'm kind of exploring and going through right now. It's just for a couple, you know, multiple of reasons of why we should do something in that area.
Silfverberg was going to be a UFA at the end of this season, but in looking at the rest of that list, UFAs and RFAs for the Anaheim Ducks, where are you at with some of those decisions?
Well, we're kind of, as always, at the end, I usually take about a month to go through. I sit down with our staff. I sit down with our, you know, our scouting staff and I also sit down with our coach, and I kind of go, we just kind of go through, the good things, some of the things that we look to, you know, improve certain aspects in the lineup in the sense to how we want to play, mm-hmm. And how the team, our identity is going to be moving forward. So I have to go and meet with those people and go through this process. And then obviously we'll make decisions at the appropriate time.
Never slows down for you.
It does not. No, it just keeps going.
One of the things that you also mentioned not too long ago in terms of this summer, adding to that bottom six, and then also potentially finding a right wing top six player. What will that process look like when you look to possibly make some of those decisions and additions this summer?
Well, I think as we go through, there's a lot of things that you kind of go through. So how I'm going to work through, we've got the draft combine. And then shortly after there, I'll meet with all our pro scouting staff. But I will have had meetings before prior to all of this stuff. And then, you know, there's certain, when we look at our lineup, you know, certain things that you can kind of already see that I want us, our bottom six to be gritty, fast. And so I'm going to look to kind of find those types of players in the free agent market. I'm also going to look for a top six right winger and then probably a top four right defenseman. So that can really, you know, help a couple reasons, help, you know, with the top six winger, help our scoring, and certainly help our defensive efforts with a top four defenseman. At the same time, being able to support our young players to help them enhance and gain experience and learn, you know, in a situation where it's kind of learning on the job now, but they're gaining valuable experience.
Let's talk about some of those young players this season. Leo Carlson, to start, you know, his first year, he went through the plan that you had for him as well, but coming out on the other side of it now, looking back on it, what was your impression of the way Leo was able to grow this year?
Well, I think it was great. Probably production wise, you know, he didn't do as well as probably, you know, he could have, but he actually played way better than I thought he could have as well. So, I was very pleased with Leo and how he played, plays a 200 foot game, is eager to learn, wants to be great. Great attitude with his teammates and with his demeanor. Is a fierce competitor underneath that, you know, sometimes he doesn't show as much on the ice, but it's there. And so I think with the summer that Leo had, with so much going on, that he was so busy, being able to bring him along slowly, like what, you know, and I think when I look back, got hindered by the injuries, you know, which I tried to kind of guard against, but it was just kind of some freak things to what happened. But overall, I'd do it again, what, you know, the plan we put in place. And if there's another player that's kind of in those similar circumstances, I'm going to do the same thing. So I think it certainly helps those players adjust at a moderate pace versus having to really, you know, get out there with their hair on fire. So it's, you know, they get to watch some games now, and then, you know, they can sit up top and learn from what it looks like up top. And then when they get down there, they're more prepared, you know, because they can see some of the things that go wrong from up top, that they're more prepared to be able to play the game on the ice.
We saw that chemistry with Leo Carlson and Alex Killorn towards the end of the season. The final game, though, we got to see the debut of Cutter Gauthier also playing on that top line. That was a long-awaited debut for a lot of people. Was that also the case for you?
Well, like, you know, I would have loved to get, you know, I hate to say this, but I would have loved to have got him in for 10 games. Mm-hmm. But you know what? He was fighting for a national championship. You know, I want guys to win. And I want them, you know, to learn how to win. I think it's vital to learning how to deal with pressure. And I think it's very important to learn those lessons when you can and learn how to win. And it's not an easy thing to do. And I think, you know, if you look back, Cutter looks back at this, I think there's going to be experiences that he'll remember, and maybe things that maybe he might have thought, maybe I could have done differently. So it's all good. Was glad to get him in a game. He looked comfortable. So, you know, we had our exit meetings and had a great exit meeting with him. Excited. Can't wait for him to see him on the ice next year.
Another player that came from the college level, Sam Colangelo, joining the team late in the season, of course, too. What was your impression of how he was able to integrate with the group?
I thought Sam played very well. Met with him this morning again on the very similar thing. He started in San Diego, did well there, got him a chance, wanted to see what he looked like. You know, the Sam Colangelo that's here this year versus the Sam Colangelo I watched the prior 3 years, has made, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for him in the sense of how he really, dedicated himself. He got, you know, really serious about the game that he wanted to play. And I think he transformed himself into an excellent prospect and someone that I think is going to, you know, make a big impact for our team down the road.
One other young player I want to mention too, Olin Zellweger, getting to stay with the team, you know, since the trade deadline on. How did you like the way he was able to finish off the year with the Ducks?
I thought he played, you know, there was some tough learning lessons early on, but he got more comfortable. He got smarter at defending, realized, you know, things he can do and things he can't do. We actually put him in a real tough position in the sense that he played his offside, which is very difficult for the best of veterans to be able to handle. And I thought he did a very good job. You know, are there things that he can improve on? Yes. Is he really, you know, are there things that he's really good at? Yes, there are. And so the one thing that I love about Olin is he's really dedicated to his craft. He's motivated. He's diligent in the details of how he prepares. And I'm excited for him as well, you know, to take a big step. And so it's really bright.
You mentioned the impact of injuries. One of those players that faced that this year was Trevor Zegras, certainly challenging for him, but he ended the year strong, 8 points in his last eight games. Where does he go from here?
Well, I think that Trevor, like as we've had the last couple seasons, I think the big thing for him, you know, it was a tough scenario coming into camp, joined in late, you know, got hurt early, missed a lot of games, and then just got back and he got hurt again. So it's been a tough thing for him. You know, the one thing about Trevor, you know, that I got to give some kudos to, like he really worked at his defensive game, and watching him defend this year versus, you know, years prior, like is in night and day as well. So he's looked to make improvements in his game, and, you know, probably I talk to him again, but there's other things that you have to look to improve. And when you do, you're going to become the player that we all want you to be and that you want to be. So, like all young players, there's lots to work on. Mm-hmm. The job's never done.
Mm-hmm. On the end of young players as well, the San Diego Gulls and head coach Matt McIlvain down there, their compete level, you know, improving this year as well as the Anaheim Ducks. But did you get to, you know, check in with McIlvain, you know, much this season and just see the progress down there?
I checked in with Matt quite a bit, as a matter of fact. I'm very pleased with how we had a young team there, and I'm very pleased with a lot of the details. We had guys make significant improvements from the start of the season when they arrived there to where the end. You know, this is another, like, this team mirrors, the NHL club in the sense that we lost 24 games down there by one goal, and really kind of in the sense, not so much like we did here, but down there they blew third period leads a lot. And so those were tough lessons, but I overall, in some of the development and some of our young players, you know, being able to, you know, the skills that they improved on, whether it's, you know, puck handling, puck protection, inserting and implementing those things into their game and taking steps to go, okay, this kid, you know, is now, he's starting to get to where he's knocking on the door now and going to challenge for, you know, a spot here shortly. So that to me was very exciting. And then next year, I mean, we're going to be young again. But the one thing I love about all of our young kids coming, they're highly driven. They're motivated and they want to make the Ducks fast. And mm-hmm. So that to me is a really good thing. And they're very talented to go along with all that drive that they have.
Looking ahead to this summer, the upcoming draft lottery, and as well as the draft in Vegas, not too long from now in June, a lot of first early picks in the draft this year, 7 picks in the first 3 rounds, getting ready for some more draft stock. Have you thought much ahead to that time?
Not yet. Mm-hmm. I think much like this, we've got the combine coming up in the early part of June. And, you know, obviously, I'm out even kind of watching some of the potential players that we might be looking at. So we go through that process as well, you know, when we sit down and talk with, players that we're looking to draft, how they going to fit into our group. Do they have the certain elements that we're all keying in on as players? And so I have to go through that process again. And then as we get closer to the draft, there'll be lots of things happening, lots of discussions. And so let's go through that process and see where it's at. But no, there's nothing really concrete. You know, I have, you know, things planned in my head that, you know, they may come to fruition, they may not. So we'll see.
U18's next on the list for you. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, always. It's going to be, I think, a good tournament. It's always good to see the best young kids, you know, play for their country and then play against each other. And now you can kind of really see at some point how these players respond to pressure, to knowing that there's a ton of scouts watching you and analyzing you and see, you know, how they react.
Besides hockey, what else do you have going on this summer? Anything that you're looking forward to, or is it all business all the time?
It's mostly business. I kind of like to get back to my farm and, you know, I got a little boat that I can get on this little lake and throw a line around and catch some fish from time to time.
Well, hopefully you get to the chance to do that this summer, Pat.
I'm going to try and make time for that for sure.
Oh, awesome. Pat, thanks so much for joining us today. It's been great to chat with you about this season. Looking forward to everything coming up in the summer.
All right. Enjoyed it, Alexis, as always.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.